This project is laying the foundation for the future of blockchain.
With massive investors backing this and huge international partnerships, this is one you have to watch.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about a project that, with their innovative technology, has been building for the future of blockchain for the past few years, and somehow people are still sleeping on it.
Massive backing, being utilized internationally, has been around since 2017. Not many people are talking about it yet. When you look at the power usage of AI, there needs to be alternatives and other layer ones out there that will help contribute to the longevity of Web3 and the blockchain space as a whole.
Well, I mean, exactly. You just have to read the tea leaves of the world. And that's why I think what this project has been building for so many years is going to come to the forefront. You know, whether you like it or not, whether you're, what your opinions are on, you know, the sustainable and renewable movements of the world, you can't really deny it. You know, slowly but surely, towns, cities, countries, and entire continents are moving towards a sustainable and renewable future. Like, it's happening whether you like it or not, whether it be solar energy, wind power, recycling, all these kinds of things are something, things that humanity has to do in order to reverse certain effects of climate change, whether you believe that's true or not, right? It's happening. So then when you look at blockchain technology, and as you said, AI is starting to use an insane amount of computing power. So is Bitcoin mining, a lot of crypto mining. There's all kinds of things that need to be done to make this more renewable and sustainable as possible. Incoming this project, right? So the name of the project we're going to be discussing today is called Chia Network. And Chia is basically the next-gen blockchain built for a sustainable future, right? And you can see that they're already reaching critical mass because, as you mentioned earlier, they're backed by massive investors. They've got huge partnerships with international organizations and entire countries. So they're starting to actually see real-world adoption with their tech.
I think that's really interesting. That's one of the things that caught my eye right away was, you know, because this project was founded in 2017, mainnet launched in 2021. There's also talks of a possible IPO. This might be one of the only altcoins that hits the stock market,
right?
Like, as an investable company. And that is because of its energy efficiency. So what really caught my eye, what I want to get to, is the fact that they do have this government and enterprise adoption that they're currently seeing. So one of them is the International Finance Corporation is utilizing Chia to tokenize carbon. So that brings transparency and efficiency to the carbon markets, which is really interesting. And then they also have the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency utilizing Chia because of, so this is a joint cyber defense collaboration that's using Chia because of the security associated with its blockchain. So not only is it transparent and energy efficient, but it's also very secure as well.
And I feel like sometimes in the world, I think there's a massive movement and everybody's talking about climate change and, you know, global warming and sustainability. And then sometimes it kind of falls into the background. I feel like right now it's maybe a little bit in the background, but, you know, who knows? We have elections coming up later this year. We have all it's going to take is like one massive natural disaster. And then boom, sustainability, climate action comes right back to the forefront. And then projects like Chia, which are building already the technology that blockchain needs to become more sustainable. And it, as you said, it's backed by notable investors such as Andreessen Horowitz, who is one of the biggest VC investors in the game, Richmond Global Ventures, True Ventures, a whole bunch of massive backers. And then when you have the International Finance Corporation and projects like the Climate Action Data Trust, which is building this carbon registry data for transparent and efficient carbon accounting, they're utilizing the Chia Network technology. So you see already if and when sustainability and green movement comes back to crypto, Chia is arguably the leader. I like that.
And here's where it gets really interesting for the viewers and the listeners. This project uses 1% of Bitcoin's power usage because it does farming versus mining.
Right.
So the consensus mechanism is something known as proof of space and time. So it's an innovative consensus mechanism that uses unused storage space on hardware devices to secure the network. Unused storage space from hardware devices. You know, that can be something like your laptop. Mm. So what I found interesting was how much, so I'm trying to like, all right, how often am I throwing out my computer? You know, maybe every like 3-4 years. What do I do with that? I just get rid of it. I don't know where it goes from there. And when I dug into it, the global e-waste in 2024, there's $91 billion worth of valuable metals just tossed away.
Right.
So you think about how there's all this, instead of tossing away, I could just use my old laptop and start contributing to the Chia network and repurposing my storage devices versus just, you know, launching away. So kind of interesting that way.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the, so Chia Network is targeting a few things. Obviously, enterprise and international organizations, as we already covered. But you know who loves climate action and who loves, you know, that whole aura of sustainability and renewable? Luxury brands. You know, there's nothing like a luxury brand to start selling products to the masses or, you know, their target market by offering a sustainable or renewable, you know, give back or even just angling their brand as sustainable. So Chia Network is targeting luxury brands in terms of the like the real world tokenization, real world application angle to basically foster global collaboration, protecting brand integrity, and driving scalable climate action using their proof of space and time blockchain technology. So as you start to see crypto become more mainstream again, and as you start to see retail start to discuss crypto, maybe it starts, you know, it's on the news again, which I think we're kind of on the cusp of seeing. I think really what you need, we need Bitcoin to go, you know, make a new all-time high. Once it gets past, you know, 73, 74K and starts to go into price discovery, I think you're going to start to see all these old school Web 2 brands start to quote unquote embrace crypto again. And when you see a climate first, sustainable first blockchain like Chia that's targeting these luxury brands, I think that's when you could see Chia start to become kind of a more discussed project in crypto.
Climate first. So yes, like you said, climate first. It's secure. What I also like is the privacy on a public blockchain. So there's this, they have their data layer and virtual private blockchain. So you get all the controls of a privacy network on a private blockchain, but with the security and immutability of a public chain. Right. So it's kind of like that hybrid model. And that's really important, I think, for enterprises and for high net worth individuals who are going to be utilizing maybe the RWA side of things for the luxury brands and all that. Mm-hmm. And hence why, you know, we're seeing this international adoption from these countries and from these governments.
For sure. And, you know, another aspect of Chia, which I thought was pretty cool, and I think I'll be able to kind of frame it in a way that where people can really understand it, is remember we used to talk about Morpheus Network a lot in terms of traceability on the supply chain?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of comes hand in hand with sustainability and renewables as well, because there's always a discussion around where are you getting your goods from. If you're, you know, are you sustainably sourcing your primary metals or your, you know, your wheat or whatever, wherever it is in terms of down that supply chain, there's a discussion on sustainability. So Chia has a, you know, a network specifically built for that with these private and public. So you're able to trace supply chain of luxury brands using Chia Network's, you know, technology. So I think, again, when the supply chain conversation comes back in turn with renewability, there's another real world use case for Chia's technology that I think companies will start to see and adopt.
Fully decentralized as well, with over 100,000 nodes globally, around 150 different countries. Never had an ICO. So, you know, if the SEC ever tries to get involved or anything, Chia is one of those safe projects.
Yep.
And it's an open source model. So really interesting in terms of what they're doing. What does the token do? If anybody wants to, it's a XCH is the token. What does it do? Well, transaction fees, farming rewards. So contributing to the network using your hardware device, you can run smart track, smart contracts. Then they have the governance model. And then there's also the staking and yield farming that you can do as well.
Yeah, look, I think what you're going to see is as, again, the sustainability and renewability movement comes back into the global discussion, you're seeing Chia that's improving access to this carbon market thing. You're going to see them targeting luxury brands, any brand that wants to align themselves with the global green movement. I think Chia, as blockchain and crypto becomes more mainstream, I think Chia is going to be that natural choice. And like we've mentioned several times, this is not a new project where it's like, oh, are they real? Are they not? This has been around since 2017. They're on a bunch of top exchanges. As you mentioned, they're SEC, FTC compliant, all that kind of stuff. Just fully decentralized, like all you mentioned. They got a lot of good things going for them. I feel like this is one of the under-discussed projects in crypto that's specifically focusing on like a single niche, but also being like an L1. So it's like a sustainable green movement. You know, we like to highlight these projects on the show. And that's why we thought it was a good fit to officially partner with Chia Network to bring you this sponsored episode. So I think it's a really interesting project.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're looking at green energy cryptos out there, you know, you have like the Algorand, maybe A0 or something. But other than that, like there's not a ton you can really just rifle off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Chia, you think of like the plant, you think of the seeds, you think health, you know, like this is something that is, I think, going to contribute to the blockchain space in a very positive way. I like the partnerships. I like the way the token is utilized, and I like the funding that it has. So
for sure. Yeah. The big backers, big organizations partnering with this one. I think this is one to watch when the sustainability movement comes back into the world and blockchain starts to see mass adoption, Chia could be a name to watch. So put it on your watch list.
Tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.